Page 98. Listening Practice 3. Race for the Biggest and Best. You are going to listen to a report about Ferris wheels. Listen and choose the correct answer.
This is Tim Jones bringing you The Morning Show. Our guest today is Terry Reynolds, who'll be talking to us about Ferris wheels, those huge revolving wheels that we see at amusement parks all over the world. Terry, I understand that a number of cities are currently trying to build the world's biggest Ferris wheel. So far, Las Vegas is the home of the highest wheel, with its recently completed High Roller. But New York City is now building its own Ferris wheel, and Dubai is working on one that's even higher. So what's going on?
Well, Tim, each city is hoping that by building a huge Ferris wheel, they'll be creating a major tourist attraction. But let's talk a little about the first Ferris wheel. It was designed by a young engineer called George Ferris for the 1893 World's Fair that was held in Chicago. People have been fascinated with the Ferris wheel ever since.
George Ferris. Yes, I read about him before the show. Is it true that he actually drew the design of the Ferris wheel on a paper napkin?
Yes, that's how the story goes. The organiser of the World's Fair, Daniel Burnham, was speaking at a dinner to a group of engineers who were asked to design an impressive and unique structure for the fair. The Paris exhibition had taken place a few years earlier when the famous Eiffel Tower was presented to the world. America wanted to prove that they too could come up with something very special and even outdo the Eiffel Tower.
I understand that Burnham had already rejected the idea of simply building a tower that was taller than the Eiffel Tower.
That's right, because he wanted to do something unique, something that would show that the United States was number one in engineering.
So how did Ferris come up with the idea of a huge revolving wheel?
Ferris said he was inspired by a bicycle wheel. What's interesting is that when Ferris first presented his design to the committee, it was rejected. The organisers thought he was crazy. But he convinced some people to invest in his idea, and once he had enough money to build the wheel, well, the rest is history.
So how did people react to the Ferris wheel?
At first, people were afraid to go on it. There weren't many tall buildings back then, so it was frightening to be so high up. But the Ferris wheel was built well, and there were never any accidents.
Was the original Ferris wheel similar to what you might see at an amusement park today?
No, not at all. There were 36 wooden cars with large glass windows, and each could hold up to 60 passengers. The Ferris wheel was decorated with 3,000 light bulbs, which had just been invented by another American, Thomas Edison. It must have been an amazing sight to see when it lit up.
What happened to the wheel once the World's Fair was over?
This is the sad part of the story. After the fair, there wasn't much interest in the Ferris wheel. The Ferris wheel was moved to a new location, but it didn't make very much money, so it was broken up. The wheel was eventually blown up because it was the quickest and easiest way to take it apart. But Ferris's legacy lives on. Today, there are Ferris wheels in amusement parks all over the world.
Which brings us to the present. Tell us about the competition to build the biggest Ferris wheel today.
Yes, well, it started with the London Eye, which was built in 2000, and which was, for 6 years, the largest Ferris wheel in the world. In 2006, a larger one was built in China. Now, many other cities are trying to build the highest one, hoping to draw visitors to their city.
Terry, I'm afraid we're out of time. Thanks so much for joining us today. I'll definitely have a different perspective the next time I ride on a Ferris wheel. Now, we'll take a break. Next up, news with Caroline Cullen.